Hi guys, and welcome back to Tikami. This is my podcast. I'm Marco, and I'm also part of the blog Tourette and Me. Welcome back again this week. Today we're talking about something that often gets much less attention than tics, but for many people with Tourette syndrome can be just as challenging. Impulsivity. When we hear the word impulsivity, we often think about someone who doesn't think before acting. Someone rude, reckless, or difficult. But for many people with Tourette, that's not really what's happening. Impulsivity is often part of the way the brain processes information. It's as if the time between an impulse and an action is shorter than usual. The brain receives a signal, and before the rational part has fully evaluated it, the action has already begun. This happens because the brain is constantly deciding which signals to ignore and which ones to act upon. In Tourette syndrome, that filtering system tends to be less efficient. Some impulses get through more easily and reach action before the brain has had enough time to review them. And it's important to understand something. Impulsivity is not the same as being rude, disrespectful, or selfish. Very often, it simply means reacting before you've had the chance to think. And it doesn't only affect movement, it can affect the way you speak as well. Interrupting someone without meaning to, answering too quickly, saying something honest at the wrong moment, making a joke before considering how it might be received. A lot of people with Tourette will recognize themselves in situations like these, and often the biggest problem isn't what was said or done, but what comes afterward. The misunderstandings, the explanations, the feeling of being too much, or moving faster than everyone else around you. Ironically, this can create anxiety. And anxiety tends to make the system even more impulsive. A cycle begins. You react quickly, tension follows, anxiety increases, and the brain becomes even more reactive the next time. The good news is that there are ways to manage it. We can't completely change how the brain is wired, but we can learn to understand our patterns better. Many people benefit from creating a small pause between impulse and action, taking a breath before responding, waiting a few seconds before speaking, giving the rational part of the brain enough time to catch up. Techniques like mindfulness, meditation, and learning to recognize situations that overload your nervous system can also make a huge difference. Because the goal isn't perfection, the goal is awareness. And when you learn to recognize your triggers, you often gain the ability to spot the impulse before it becomes an action. Impulsivity does not define who you are. It's simply one of the many ways the Tourette brain learns to navigate the world. Thank you for listening this week, and don't forget to tick different. Bye, guys.